AM 820 KWDP and News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM KNPT.
To help our Lincoln County community stay healthy, Samaritan hospitals in Newport and Lincoln City have restricted visitors and have canceled community classes. For information on how to keep yourself and your family healthy, log on to samhealth.org/coronavirus. Samaritan Health, KNPT, KWDP forecast, mostly cloudy, high today 56 degrees, east wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain, low 46, southeast wind up to 10 miles an hour. Then tomorrow, a 70% chance of rain with a high 54 degrees.
Welcome to Chamber in Action. The Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce is pleased to introduce you to Newport Chamber members every Monday morning at 8:35. Now, here's this morning's Chamber in Action on News Talk 1310, KNPT.
Good morning and welcome to Chamber in Action. I'm your host, Julia Ryan, and today is Monday, December 7th. My guest this morning is Brian Norris, the managing partner and co-owner of Bateman Funeral Home. Good morning, Brian. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good. Well, thanks so much for joining me this morning. We're here to talk about the holiday season, and you know, this whole year has been kind of difficult for everyone, but sometimes the holidays can make that even harder for people. So can you share with us a little bit about why the holidays might be difficult for some people?
Oh, boy. Thank you. You know, holiday seasons are difficult for anybody that's lost a loved one, but this year especially with COVID-19 and all those things happening, it can be really even more difficult because of, you know, you can't get together with a whole bunch of people and you can't, you know, well, like Thanksgiving. We just had Thanksgiving and you could have no more than six, no more than two family members. And so what do? As well as the fact that this might be your first year without maybe your spouse. Mm. And so how different that is. And so yes, I'm kind of glad we're having this conversation because it really, that's one of the big questions that we get as well after we, you know, take care of a family member. And then they're like, well, what am I going to do this year?
Yeah, that can be really hard. And I want to mention that you just published an article recently in the News Times about this, about how to handle the holidays when things are difficult or you've lost loved ones. And I'm thinking about Thanksgiving. We had to do like a virtual Thanksgiving this year, and we had planned to do it with family, but we had to postpone that.
Yeah.
And, you know, just get together on the webcam. And so things are a little bit different, and it can make it hard during a time when you normally spend with family and you have all these great memories.
Right. And you know, a webcam and Zoom is a good option, but it doesn't replace that touch.
Exactly. Yeah. When you don't get to hug your grandma, that's a hard thing. So what are some ways that we can remember loved ones this season, even if we're not with them?
Well, that's a great question, and you did mention that we had an article on the back page of the News Times, and so it's on A10. For those that may have seen it on Wednesday, and it was a little bit blurry for the different recipes, don't worry. On Friday, they're going to reprint that so it's not so blurry.
Yes.
But Laura Lee, my daughter, did a really nice article on grief during the holiday seasons, and as you're kind of approaching that, if you look and see, maybe you received like your grandma's turntable or something. Mm. And she uses that in the article, and I thought that's a great way. If maybe you inherited your grandma's turntable and you're really missing her, well, take some records out, because you probably got the records too.
Mm-hmm.
And take a moment and maybe take an evening, plan an evening, turn off the TV, and just sit there and listen to the music. And you can really have that memory. I mean, that really helps the memory of that person come alive. We lost my mom a few years ago, and my dad had to learn how to also cope without having her. I mean, they were married over 50, almost 60 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
And boy, what a difference. And so one of the things my dad does is he'll actually sit down, and every evening he'll write a letter to my mom. And he put it in a little spiral notebook, and it's a private one, and it's not one that I get to go read, but I'm looking forward to seeing it after he's gone. Mm. But writing a letter to your loved one and keeping a journal, those are some really good ways to be able to help remember and honor your loved one who's passed away during the holiday season.
Yeah, I love that because sometimes when someone passes away, you know, there's so many things that were left unsaid that you wish you could say to them and that you weren't able to. So that's a great way to be able to write them down and still be able to tell them even though they're not here anymore.
Yeah, so. And it really does because you feel like, I mean, and writing can be a lot harder than talking like what you and I are doing. Mm-hmm. But it really helps it to get out, and it helps you to say those things that you wanted to say. And I mentioned the fact that I'm going to get to read that journal later. Well, what a great way to think about, you know, you have the people that you love now, that in the present, you have the people that have left in the past, and what about the people to come? And what a great journal and what a great legacy that you can share your thoughts and your feelings with people to come. Mm. And so my grandchildren someday will be able to also read my dad's thoughts on the loss of his wife. And hopefully that will help them someday, maybe 50 years from now, be able to see what my dad went through and help them as well.
Yeah. And isn't it so amazing when you find something from a relative that, you know, you didn't know very well or they passed away before you were born and you get to read about their life and learn
Absolutely.
About your family. And so that can be a really special treasure for them in the future.
Yeah. And you're mentioning this. My grandmother, when she passed away, I became the holder of all of the things that my grandma had from. And what was really amazing to me was reading a love letter from my great-grandfather in 1910 to my great-grandmother because they were courting, and then he had to go work in the lumber yards, and my great-grandmother was living in the city, and they were writing, and they're little postcards, and seeing those really is quite fun. Mm. I mean, over 100 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And reading that, that's been a great joy for me and my family.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, one thing that my family has done is that my grandparents are in their 90s. Oh. And so this last summer, they celebrated their 70th anniversary, wedding anniversary, and they just sat down and told all of us grandkids about their life.
Yeah.
And it's like we'd heard bits and pieces of it, but it was really cool to hear the whole story from them.
Yeah.
And it's like we'll be able to remember that forever and tell our kids and of all the cool things that they did during their life.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you're bringing up another point on dealing with grief as well. How, you know, talking about death is difficult sometimes. And Laura Lee also part of her article put talking about death. And what you're saying is, you know, you have these things and memories of your grandparents, and those are some things that you can do to try to help prepare your loved ones. You know, if you're maybe in your 80s and 90s, obviously we're all born and we all have to pass away. How do you start preparing your children or your grandchildren for your departure?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things you can do is start writing down and sharing these memories now so that way they have those memories.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great gift.
Yeah, it really is. And yeah, my grandparents may not think that their life was all that remarkable, but to me, hearing everything that they went through and the strong marriage they had is just so inspiring to hear that. And so, yeah, even if you don't think that your grandkids might want to hear all of that, I'm sure that they do. And it'll really be a good memory for them.
Absolutely.
So, all right, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break here. We'll be right back with Chamber in Action.
Hi there, it's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com.
Alan Brown's Les Schwab Tire Center, Toledo and Newport.
Your Arctic Circle has been a mainstay on Newport's Highway 101. And who knew when we added our drive-through a few years back how convenient and necessary it would become if you're looking for the best in Angus beef burgers and premium fries, the popular halibut and shrimp, gourmet salads, and of course, our Arctic Circle malts and shakes. Just use our quick drive-through and enjoy the best of it all. Open 10:30 until 10 p.m. daily, Your Arctic Circle, where the good stuff is. Stay safe and God bless.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground covering all of it, bringing you the weather, the traffic, and breaking news, all while entertaining you 24 hours a day. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns, and that someone is us. We are free radio. We are always there. We are broadcasters. Visit WeAreBroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
Chamber in Action continues on News Talk 1310 KNPT.
Welcome back to Chamber in Action. I'm Julia Ryan, and this morning I'm joined by Brian Norris, the managing partner and co-owner of Bateman Funeral Home. And he's here to talk about the holiday season and some tips to help get through it if the holidays are a difficult time. So we've shared already some ways that we can remember loved ones that we've lost during the holidays. And we also talked about telling stories and sharing with family and kind of leaving your legacy. Brian, did you want to talk more about what it means to leave a legacy and sure. How you can help your family remember you?
Yes. One of the things, and this is kind of the new technology, and with COVID-19, changing everybody's life, there's been some technology that has kind of come to the forefront now that people hadn't really thought about before. Facebook is one of those things that it seems like everybody has. Even my mother and father-in-law have a Facebook account. Mm. They're 80 years old. And with Facebook, if a person does pass away, you can convert that into a different type of an account that you can post memories. Mm-hmm. And so when that account changes over to a memorial page, if you let people know that it's been changed, you can go on to that account still and you can post your thoughts. Mm. And that can be shared with all your family. One of the things on our website when somebody passes away, you can have a tribute page for that person. You can have an obituary. You can have photos. So if you've used Bateman Funeral Home, you can actually go to that website and you can take a picture because you're thinking about your loved one, and you can post it. Mm. And then other people can see that photo. They might even be able to have a recording or something that you've had in the past that you want to post up there, or just your current thoughts for the day. The other thing you can do is you can light a virtual candle for that person. Mm. And so those are other ways that you can, sometimes you just have to do something. You know, you don't want to just sit there. You want to do something. Mm-hmm. Well, that's something that you can do.
Mm. Well, that's really great to know that your website has that capability and you can go on and remember people that way. And I think, what you said about Facebook is really cool because, it's a place where we share our lives with each other and, I have lots of photos from years and years ago. So it's a great way to look back and remember those people and the fun times you had with them and be able to share it with other people too.
Right. And you were mentioning legacy as well. A recipe, a family recipe. If Nana made the best bonbons ever type of a thing and you want to remember your grandmother, what a better way to do that is to get her recipe out. And if you can't cook, go find somebody in the family that can. And make that item. Make grandma's best lasagna. Mm-hmm. That's when we all have our different five senses, and cooking and smelling and eating and tasting, those are a couple of your senses right there. And I can remember walking into my grandmother's home and there was a particular smell. And there was whenever she was cooking, I knew it, even if she was at my house. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, that's grandma's, So if you get a recipe, write it down, pass it along to your family. And if you have one, go make it.
Mm, I love that. Yeah. Even if the person hasn't passed away, if they live far away, that's a great way to feel like you're there with them. Like my mom lives in another state, but, I sometimes cook things or bake things that we used to do together. And that way I can feel like she's right there with me. So that's an excellent way to do that. Well, and you guys put out some recipes from your family for the holiday season.
We did.
That's bonbons.
My wife makes the best bonbons. Ooh. And that was in her family. And so she, you know, when my mother-in-law made them, my wife makes them, all my daughters make them. And so now my grandchildren, you know, four generations later, are eating bonbons, and they know that it comes from that side of the family. Mm. And they, boy, I'll tell you what, you know, that's one of those things that you just can't get enough of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Peanut butter is my favorite.
Yep. Indeed.
What other recipes is the Bateman family sharing?
Well, what was interesting, Debbie, she's a funeral director, Debbie Miller, and she likes to call this her game-changing muffin tin crab cakes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Game-changing.
Game-changing. I mean, she said they were game-changing, so it's got to be good.
Yeah.
And what I thought was interesting was, you know, normally crab cakes aren't made in, like, a muffin tin.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you're by yourself now, and you want to make some crab cakes, but you don't want to make them, you know, a whole bunch of them. Well, you can make them in little muffin tins. What a great way to do that. Single servings. What a great way to do it.
Oh, I love that, because crab is so rich. You know, sometimes the whole crab cake is a little much. So
yes.
So you have mini muffin tins. That's perfect.
Well, and Celeste Beneke, she makes a chili verde tamale casserole.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yum.
I had not had that one yet with her, but I am looking forward to my wife or my daughter making that for me. I can try. I'll do the best that I can.
Yeah.
But I know that Loralee, my daughter, loves to cook.
Oh, cool.
And so she's going to probably grab that, and we'll give that a try too.
Fun. Well, it sounds like those are some fun holiday recipes and a good way to spend time with your family. And
And you can find those. There are we printed that it's on actually page A10 of the News Times Wednesday paper, and it'll be going out again on Friday.
Excellent. Yeah, and we've also, Loralee asked me to put them in our chamber emails.
Oh, it's so on the website too.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, so okay. We've got one coming out every week for the next 3 weeks.
Oh,
so
there you go.
You can look for them there too.
So if you're looking forward to some bonbons or some other like game-changing crab cakes, go to the website there.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to use that, because I always like to make treats for the holidays and give them out to people. So I'll have to try making those. That sounds really yummy. All right, well, we're going to take another quick break here. We'll be right back with Chamber in Action.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I mountain bike. I love being in the woods, on near vertical trails. I relish the challenge when I can appreciate the best nature has to offer. So it was only natural that I would choose a career in the elements, where I can make a difference. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries and protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America. This is a lot like mountain biking. It's always exciting to navigate through the next challenge.
Were you born ready to protect America, our environment, our resources, our people? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Oregon Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Here at News Talk 1310, KNPT, we want you to be informed. We know there are many issues of interest and concern to Lincoln County residents. This is Kathy Kraken, News Director and host of Hotline. I'll address the issues of Lincoln County and Oregon on Hotline every Monday and Tuesday morning from 9:05 until 10. We'll talk with some interesting folks about a variety of issues. Stay informed with News Talk 1310, KNPT.
Chamber in Action continues on News Talk 1310 KNPT.
Welcome back to Chamber in Action. I'm Julia Ryan, and this morning I've been talking with my guest Brian Norris, the managing partner and co-owner of Bateman Funeral Home. And we've been sharing a little bit about the holiday season and tips to help you through if you've lost loved ones, or even if you're far away from your loved ones this holiday season, ways to remember them and to share stories and to do things to remind you of them. So, Brian, I'm sure that things have been a little bit different for you this past year with COVID. I'm sure been different procedures you've had to follow. So do you want to share a little bit about how things are different, what people can expect if they're doing business with you?
Sure. And thank you. Boy, I tell you, with COVID-19, it has really, really made some changes in our industry and everybody, on how they interact with each other. I want to make sure everybody knows that our funeral home is open, that we are all working. We are essential employees. So mm-hmm. One of the most heart-wrenching phone calls I had was a person calling saying, am I just not going to get picked up? Mm. And I really want to make sure everybody knows, no, we are working. We are using our protective equipment, our personal protective equipment. We, as far as being able to go and pick people up, it might be a little bit different, just in the sense that, like, everybody now is wearing a face mask. Or face coverings, depending on the requirements. But if we have somebody that maybe they're concerned that their family is COVID positive, or a person maybe has passed away from COVID-19, know that we'll be able to go take them into our care. The employees will be wearing an N95 mask going into a presumed environment where COVID-19 is present. We do ask that family members don't hug our employees, because we get that a lot as we take people into their care. We need to try to maintain that 6-foot distance as well. But we are there. We are open every day. We do ask that you do call. The one thing that is different is we you know, in the past, anybody could just drop in at any time, and we would try to do everything we can to help, and we still do. But we do ask that you have an appointment before you come to the funeral home, so that way we know you're coming. And when we do, and part of that's for you as well, so that we can make sure that we've had adequate time to go through and clean, because we wipe down all the counters, we wipe down everything after every family has come through. We wipe everything down. We essentially sterilize everything. And then when the next family's coming in, we'll have them sign in, and then we take them to the room that's been prepared, so that way they can be assured that it's a sterile environment and that we've done everything we can to protect you guys as you come in. Because a lot of our clients are maybe at risk of a little more than just, you know, going to the grocery store type of place.
Yeah, right. Well, that's great to know that they can feel safe coming into the funeral home and knowing that everything's been sterilized and taken care of, and they can have that assurance of mind.
Yeah.
So that's really good. And as far as funerals, how has that changed funerals?
With funerals, and I, what I would do is I would ask the families to really be flexible. And that's just because things almost change daily here, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we might be at a high risk, we might be at a moderate risk. Every few weeks something seems to change, and especially now that we're going into the fall and the winter, where everybody's indoors now more, and so COVID-19 is naturally going to be passed a little more than all summer when we were all outdoors. And so as far as a funeral, we can still hold a funeral indoors. We're looking at maybe 25 people at the most, and that can be hard sometimes. But we do offer, we can broadcast it. We have a couple different social media platforms that we use, and my social media expert, my daughter, Laura Lee, will come in, or we'll broadcast it on Facebook Live, or we'll do it on Zoom meeting, or we'll figure out what's best for the family, so that way we can either keep it really private, or we can keep it to where anybody can attend type of a thing, or have it recorded so that they can go and watch it maybe on YouTube or some way. But that way people can still participate.
Yeah,
and like on a Zoom meeting, they can actually type in their memories. Like when it comes time to share memories, well, we can actually share their memories with the families during that part of the service, if that's what they want to do.
Yeah, that's really cool that technology has gotten to that point where we can do things like that, broadcast right. things like funerals. Yeah, I watched a friend's wedding over Facebook this past summer, and it was like, even though I couldn't be there in person,
right.
I felt like I was still part of it, and you know, I got to type in my well wishes mm-hmm. and all of that. So it's cool that we're able to do that, even though we can't meet right. really in person in large groups anymore.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, I think that's about it. Was there anything finally you wanted to share, Brian?
Other than the fact that thank you for giving me a chance to be able to talk about mm-hmm. grief. That is one of the, you know, that after somebody has had a service and everybody goes home, then that's the most vulnerable time for that person who has lost somebody. Mm-hmm. And so, and especially during these times going into, you know, the holiday season and the uncertainty of COVID-19. And so I guess if you're having a hard time, reach out to family members, reach out to your loved ones. And if you still are having a difficult time, you can get a hold of us at the funeral home as well. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk with you and we'll find some resources and help you. And I just want to make sure whoever's listening to this, if they're in that situation, then they're not alone. We've all lost loved ones. It's mm-hmm. just their grief right now is a little more recent, a little more painful than ours are. So
yeah.
Please know that there's a resource for you.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Brian. Really appreciate you being here and talking about this holiday season. And we appreciate all that you do for our community and being there for everyone. So, all right. I also wanted to mention that we have our Chamber Ambassadors auction, or not auction, excuse me. That was last week. Our Chamber Ambassadors raffle is coming up on Friday at noon, and that will be on Zoom. We'll do it virtually. And we have a variety of items. Usually there's hundreds of items that are up for raffle. You can buy raffle tickets on our website at newportchamber.org. And we are still accepting donations anywhere from $5 to $25, and you can drop those off up until the day before on Thursday. So again, that will be this Friday, December 11th. All right. Thanks so much to our listeners for tuning in. We hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next time on Chamber in Action.